Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is a South Elgin High School choir teacher who was teaching class via Zoom. She's got the screen with her students on there. And who appears but Kelly Clarkson?
Hi, Miss Castillo! Your student, Paige, asked me to surprise you and has something she wants to say, okay?
Miss Castillo, you are so appreciated by me as well as everybody else. And you encourage all of us to be better. We know this has been a difficult year for teachers. And now, everybody hold up your signs.
Are you serious?
Yeah!
Oh my God!
Miss Castillo! Miss Castillo, what are you feeling right now?
I am feeling like shocked. Here I am, like, teaching a lesson, and what is this? You guys are so awesome. Oh, my gosh. I love my students, so this is an amazing surprise.
So you have the perspective originally there from the Kelly Clarkson show and the studio audience on her show, such as it is, and then they drop in on the class unexpectedly, and then the kids hold up signs saying, we love you, and then the teacher says, I love my students so much. Whew, we need something like that. Amanda Brex Castillo is on a phone line. Amanda, you're on WGN Radio. Hello.
Hi there. Good morning.
Boy, are you famous today, huh?
I am. My social media and phone, everyone is congratulating me. It feels awesome to be recognized. Gratitude is something I teach, and it's so nice to see it come back to me. Definitely my love language. I'm still kind of in shock, and even listening to this morning, I have tears in my eyes. So I'm very grateful for my students and amazing colleagues. I just feel very, very lucky.
They mentioned the name Paige, one of the students. Can you just talk a little bit? Have you discovered how this happened and why?
Yes. So I got a phone call from a NBC producer that they were going to be filming a show on teaching through the pandemic via Zoom. And it was tomorrow, and was I interested? And, of course, yes. I was told a reporter would just stop in class and kind of Zoom bomb me, and I was going to answer some questions. So I thought I was going to be teaching this lesson, and I made my students work for a good 45 minutes. I even asked to screen share, which is hilarious, because I was the only one that didn't know about this. And, Kelly Clarkson appeared on the screen, and Paige had sent in that she was, you know, grateful for teachers like this, and they chose this to be on the show. It's overwhelming and very shocking still. So I'm super grateful for Paige. She's a junior at South Elgin High School, and I've worked with her for the last year and a half now, and she's just a breath of fresh air, always has a smile on her face, and a really good kid. I hope that she goes into teaching herself, because I think she could help change the world too.
Yeah. Well, so we did see then the faces on your screen, and you're teaching music. So how do you teach music to a bunch of little boxes?
I have a lot of creative ideas, I guess. A lot of it is me singing and hoping that they're singing on the other end. Obviously on Zoom, there's a little bit of a lag, and choir is an ensemble class. So we are very used to hearing each other. I'm very lucky that these students have a relationship with me prior to this, because I did work with many of them last year. I think that's made it a lot more easy to get through this time, but it definitely has not been easy.
I imagine then the kids are going through their day, algebra and English and whatever their classes are, and then they come to their music class, and now they're singing into their computer monitors, they're in their bedrooms and kitchens and whatever. It must make them feel good to have that on their schedule, and you're sort of and you're sort of dropping in on their lives. How are your students doing? Are they emotionally or mentally well, or are they? What's it like for them?
I think many are doing well, and I do think many are really struggling with this. it's, you know, we were thrown into this online learning and everyone had to learn everything new in such a short amount of time, you know. So it's been a challenge. I do see a lot of smiles in my class. I do see the screens on in my class. So I'm very fortunate, and I don't know. I think it's challenging, but I know that I you know, make them smile. At least if it's one time a day, I'm the one making them smile. I'm definitely probably a little bit hilarious and making them laugh at me too, so I'll take it. But yeah, it's definitely been a challenge.
And then there's Kelly Clarkson. What a nice boy. If you had somebody pop in on your music class, Kelly Clarkson's not bad, eh?
Not at all. as you saw, my jaw was on the ground.
Oh, I know. I was worried that you were going to cuss because you go, what the? I'm like, careful, careful.
No. I was just, you know, I was, well, one, shocked that they got this past me.
Yeah.
Two, shocked that I, like, just taught them this crazy lesson and making them do all sorts of crazy things and they all knew what was happening. And three, I was really shocked that a student would do this. For me. So
yeah,
I think that was the biggest shock. A lot of times teenagers can be self-absorbed and it's just really nice and a breath of fresh air, like I said, to see a student go out of their way to do something nice for an adult. So that means the world to me.
And to us too. I mean, that was our takeaway earlier when we were talking about you. As you sounded great and Kelly Clarkson's wonderful to do that. But if you said, what's the best part about that? It's that the kids thought of that.
Always is. It's always about the students, right?
Yeah. Okay. Amanda Brex Castillo, they're doing it right at South Elgin High School. Congratulations, Amanda, and pass on our thanks to your students as well, okay?
Yes, of course. Thank you so much. I appreciate this, and I hope that it brought smiles to someone else's face in this kind of world that we live in right now.
I got tears in my eyes.